We got a theory. You see, Mike, we got a theory about magic and miracles.
That's right. That's right.
If magic, I think I'm okay for a few seconds here. Then it's easy to miss what really goes on.
But I've seen miracles in every way. And at 8:26 on WSGW, taking my life in my own hands here with Dave and Pat and Charlie. And a million stars way above them at night. You don't have to be high to look in the sky. You know who this is? And know that's a miracle open wide. Okay, I'm okay with this. The seven seas
and everything chilling. I do not. Water, please,
hot lava, snow, insane clown posse.
That's insane clown posse.
Yes, yes.
Detroit's very own.
Yes, indeed. All right, that's about all I can offer you. If I'm reading my lyrics right, soon it becomes not so fun.
Yeah. Well, depends on your definition of fun.
You know, that's a good point. You know, some people might have a different definition of fun here.
Yes.
Serious news for Insane Clown Posse. Tough news. Violent J,
mm-hmm.
one of the members, apparently addressing a crowd Saturday afternoon at the 21st gathering of the Juggalos in Ohio, revealed he's been diagnosed with atrial fibrillation.
Oh.
He's got a heart condition.
Hmm.
And so they're going to have to cut back on their concerts and touring. He says, we can't do the things that we used to do. We're going to have to scale back our concert activity. That will include a farewell tour next year with dates in the U.S., Europe, Canada, and Australia. Although Violent J says he hopes it's a farewell tour like Kiss did, where they said farewell, came back, and did another one.
Okay.
He said his doctors say that they're not too amped on me doing shows in the first place, so we're not going to do them 6 nights a week like we usually do, but a couple of times a week we'll still play. He says it's going to be a slow farewell tour. How about that?
All right. I have to admit, I did not know that they were still touring, to tell you the truth.
Yes. The group says Violent J and Shaggy say they'll still continue to play at least once a month once they're all done with the tour, but they'll make sure they stay on stage at least once a month, including their special events, such as their annual Detroit show in October called Hollow Wicked.
Right.
Everyone wants to be there for the
true.
Insane Clown Posse and Hollow Wicked.
I forgot about that one. Right.
So there you go.
Okay.
See?
Yeah.
Covering all genres of music. That's what we do here on the Morning Team Show.
Wow.
You know, last hour we made reference to John Williams. This hour reference to Insane Clown Posse.
Why not?
You get it all on WSGW and your Morning Team Show.